Mahatma Gandhi once said that poverty is the worst form of violence. Poverty is like punishment for a crime that you didn't commit. And once you've experienced poverty firsthand, once you've been in that place, it's something that you never, ever forget. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and you're listening to A Different Perspective. Today we're going to spend a few minutes together just looking into the heart of God, looking at the way that His great and mighty heart beats for the poor. A few years back, I was sitting having lunch at a conference I was attending just outside Bangalore in India. At the table were myself, a colleague from Canada, Barb, and a young man from Bangladesh. His name was Barun. Now, I love Indian food, but this was like the 27th hot curry for the week, you know, breakfast, lunch and dinner. Barun, on the other hand, he was tucking into this meal with more than just the average level of gusto. So I asked him, "Barun, what do you guys eat at home in Bangladesh?" This well-dressed young man put down his fork. He looked at me and with a definite quiver in his voice, he said, "My wife and I, we have two children. Mostly we eat rice. We make and sell blankets to support our ministry. But sometimes we don't have enough. And on those days, we don't eat." My heart ached. And you know something? I couldn't leave that table and that conference and that country without doing something to make sure he had food on his table. And so when I got home, I spoke to some of my friends and we raised some support to do just that. I will never, ever forget the feeling in my heart when Barun told me that some days he and his wife and his two children had nothing to eat. Poverty, it's a concept, but the poor are people. Men, women, children who don't have enough to eat, who don't have food or water or shelter or health service and all those things that affluent Westerners like me just kind of take for granted. I've never been in a position of starvation. I've been hungry on military survival training exercises, but that's different because you know that in just a few days it's all going to end. But starvation, that's something entirely different. Starvation is about just not having enough food to live on, day after day, week after week, month after month. It's about malnutrition. It's about seeing children die. Every 3.5 seconds, someone dies of starvation or malnutrition or poverty-related disease. Now, we in the affluent West, we see humanitarian disasters in Darfur and the refugee camps across Africa and Asia and people suffering. Can I ask you a question? Why is it that they don't have enough to eat? Is it because this planet simply can't produce enough food to feed its 6.6 billion inhabitants? Well, actually, no. That's not the case. Even with the climate change, even with the growing population, the Earth has more than enough capacity to produce the food. In fact, there are huge volumes of food sitting in storage, surplus grain in silos because to release them would flood the world market and bring commodity prices tumbling down. The reason there are people dying of starvation, over 25,000 today and tomorrow and the next day, the reason that 4.4 of the 6.6 billion people on the planet Earth are undernourished is quite simply this. Because the wealth, the money, the resources, the food, the wealth of this world is concentrated in the hands of the very few. Now, this is not some left-wing diatribe. This is a simple fact. Fact. The combined annual revenues of the world's 50 largest corporations exceed the combined gross domestic products of the world's 50 poorest nations. Those nations account for over half of the world's population. You see the concentration of wealth? Fact, while we produce more than enough food to feed everyone on the planet, 4.4 billion people are undernourished, and at the very same time, a survey in the UK shows us that households throw out 30% of the food they buy. Fact, that while 25,000 people each day are starving to death, one every 3.5 seconds, those in the wealthy West, we're worshipping celebrity TV chefs who earn a fortune by entertaining us through ever more exotic dishes that tickle our taste buds and make us grow fat and die of diabetes and stroke and heart disease. Am I wrong? Fact. The economic system of the world, frankly, is based on greed. It's about profits. It's about hoarding. Those who have the wealth, the resources, the food, are greedy. Now, maybe that seems a bit harsh, but as I look around my own country, and let me really be blunt and honest, as I look around my own home, I see all this stuff that cost money, money that could be spent helping the poor, putting food on their table tonight. That's the stark reality. And I want to share something with you today that I pray will never leave you. Before I came to the studio today, I prayed that God would burn this on your heart, that you would never forget it. God loves the poor. He has the most amazing heart for the poor, and that is something, my friend, that you and I ignore at our peril. If people are starving, it's not a God thing. It's not his fault. He's provided plenty. And if you are perhaps one of those who is starving and one of those who is poor, let me tell you today about the God who has compassion on you. As you read the Bible, you discover that God is vitally interested in providing food for the hungry. This is what he says in Psalm 107, verse 8. Let them give thanks for the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he satisfies the thirsty and he fills the hungry with good things. He knows our human need, and he knows that billions are going without because of our human greed. He knows there will always be hungry in this world, and God's heart is to fill their stomachs. God is a faithful God. He knows our needs. He has compassion on those who hunger. Even in the most dire of circumstances, the most impossible circumstances, he will be there for us. There was one time Jesus was out preaching to some crowds, thousands of them. They'd be following him for days and there was no food. Listen to what happened. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. They've already been with me for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry or they may collapse on the way. And his disciples said, well, how can we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. 7, they replied, and a few small fishes. And you probably know the rest of the story. He told the crowd to sit down. He prayed over them, and he did a miracle, and he provided enough food for those people to eat. He could have preached until they dropped, but he fed them. Do you notice how all this starts out? People are following after Jesus, spending time with him. He sees they have a need. He sees they are hungry, and he provides. Listen to me. Put your faith in Jesus and let him provide for you. For he is the one who said, blessed. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. God aches for the poor. My prayer is that our hearts would be touched and our hands would be moved to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. And parents, can I ask you to do something special for me? Even in the global context, you live a privileged life. I want you to teach your children about poverty. Expose them to it. Teach them how to give. Involve them in your giving so that as they grow up, as they become leaders in your society, they'll grow up with a heart of compassion for the poor. If you'd like to listen to this message again or subscribe to the podcast, then please stop by online at ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond, and you've been listening to A Different Perspective.